Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. We're so glad you could join us. Darren here, along with Danielle. And we are doing the right thing, as it is still COVID time here. We're properly social distance. Danielle's on one side of the office, about 100 miles away, and and I'm on the other side. So good to have you here with us, and appreciate you being here, Danielle. As always, good to be with you.
You as well, Darren. Thanks.
So you know, in the last episode, we talked about this idea of when is the right time to start a business or start a business. And we didn't really say, okay, you got to start it at this point in time, or this is the point in time. We gave some do's, the 5 do's that we went through. And so for those of you who are listening that have not had a chance to go to that episode, that was episode 4, go back and listen to that, because we cover some very important things that we feel that you need to have in place before you start a business, as far as the timing of when is the right time. You know, there it's not... The timing isn't about starting it before Christmas, after, you know, whatever. It's more of having certain, I guess, tools in your tool chest to be able to move forward. Yeah. And as one of those tools that we talked about is, do you know how? And so today, Danielle, we are going to talk about the how. We get this a lot. In fact, we're sitting here in my office and I'm staring at a chair that I have clients come into and sit in often. And I don't think I can count on my fingers and toes how many times I've had people sit in that chair and say, I've got a great business idea. I don't know where to begin. I don't know how to start. Or they've done parts and they don't know where to go from there.
Right. And that's, you know, that's what really led us to where we're at today, right,
yeah.
Darren? It's like, we get that a lot, and you know, we have seen it and we've helped people through the process. So we want to make sure that we can share that with more people than just, you know, our local kind of influence.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, the other thing too that I came across this quote, and it said, a successful business doesn't require a management degree. It just requires an innovative thought. And I saw that, it was just a couple days ago, and I was like, you know, that's true to a point. To a point. You don't need to be a business major to start a business. A good innovative thought is a great starting point. There's some very cool and unique ideas out there that people have, and they start an amazing business, whether it's their passion, a dream, or, you know, something that they do, a hobby that they've turned into a business. I guess what I'm saying is that thought, that innovation is the great starting point. And true, this quote says you don't need to have a business degree or a management degree to start a business, but you need to know how.
You need to know the fundamentals, right?
The fundamentals.
There's just a few certain things that you really need to make sure you understand.
Exactly.
Before you dive in.
And so that's what we're going to talk about today, is the how. And I think at this point, I think it's a good idea to introduce our course that we've put together on this how. As you said earlier, Danielle, this was kind of the driving motivation for why we started Ascent 101 and why we're doing this podcast. Not just the how, but just everything about the fundamentals of being an entrepreneur, starting a business. And so we put together a course. It's called the Business Startup Blueprint. And we go into detail about all of these steps that we're going to cover here today. We're going to cover these steps and kind of go through them pretty quickly. So if for those that are listening that want to know how, I would encourage you to find our course. It's at startupempowered.com, or they can go to our website, ascent101.com, and that's ACENT101.com. I'm glad you're smiling at me that I got it right. That's great. Thanks.
That's great. You know, one thing, one thought I had, Darren, is, you know, as we kind of start this episode, I had a good mentor, you know, has told me several times, you know, you usually get in trouble in business because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep that in mind a lot because, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. But the fundamentals, those are the important things that we need to make sure, whether it's in our job or, you know, whatever it is, whether it's our business, we need to make sure we understand those fundamentals so that we know what, at least what we need to do to be successful.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is it, you're absolutely right. And as long as we know them, we don't have to be experts.
Right.
We don't have to be experts. We don't have to, as that quote I mentioned earlier, we don't have to have a management degree to do this. But we need to know. And so let's go through these, Danielle. Let's talk about this how. How do I start my business? And these are in a particular order. We've put this in an order because this is the right order to follow if you're going to start your business. And we briefly touched on this first one in our last episode, but we're going to cover it again, is creating a business plan. And everybody's like, oh, I don't want to hear about business plans again. But this is so fundamental. Why is that, Danielle?
Well, it really is. It's the fundamental piece of your business. It's like, you know, you get this great idea. You scratch it on the back of a napkin when you're sitting at a restaurant, shooting the breeze with a friend or whatever, because you have this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not going to carry you through to 5-10 years down the road to a successful blueprint for a business, right? So you really got to take that idea, because those ideas, those innovative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you will, that you just mentioned, take that idea and then really proof it out. Write down, you know, what are the goals? How are you going to get there? How are you going to finance it? Where are you going to find the customers? I mean, who are your customers? You know, and who do you need to partner with to get, you know, to get there, to deliver to your customers? And so many fundamental pieces that go into a business plan that once you actually spend the time, and I'll come back to the time in a minute, but once you spend the time on actually outlining all of that, you have the confidence to really dive in and start your business. Because you know exactly what the milestones are, what the step-by-steps are, what the end goal is. You've mapped that all out. And, you know, as far as time goes on creating a business plan, depending on the particular business idea you have, it could be a single day where you just sit down and you focus, no interruptions. It may be a little bit more lengthy. If you, mm-hmm. you know, got a complex business model, it may take you a week to a month to really dive in, do the research, get the information you need from, you know, whether it's investments or whatever it is you need. It may take you a little while to kind of gather that all together. But here's the promise. If you take the time to do it, you can at least use that as a stepping stone to set yourself up for success.
A huge stepping stone.
Yes.
And that time issue comes also, one thing I wanted to mention when you mentioned the timing of it, is if you're going to have other partners and other people involved or funding from, you know, a private source or investors, they're going to want to see this plan, or hopefully they want to see this plan if they're smart investors.
Right.
Because if you need a lot of money to get going, they're going to want to see a plan. And so you're going to need to spend some time, make it nice, make it sell. You're selling yourself. And so I remember in school when we had to do this, you know, putting together a business plan, it was horrible. But at the same time, I remember what you're using this plan is to sell your business.
Yep.
And the person you got to sell it to is yourself first. And so if you've done the market research and done all this stuff to understand your customers, where you're getting your supplies or whatever you need for your business, all of these things, if you've done the financial projections that a business plan requires, now you've sold yourself, I can do this. You talked about that confidence. You have it now.
Yeah.
And so that's so true. And so business plan, big stepping stone. So let's jump into the next one here. And it might seem simple and easy, and so we won't spend a lot of time on it, but choosing a name and a domain. If you plan on being, I guess, on the web, a domain is an important part of that. So let's briefly talk about that. Why is this such a critical step?
Yeah, you know, I kind of chuckle, Darren, as you mentioned that, because literally, you know, sometimes for some people, it's super easy. They mm-hmm. know the name from the beginning. It's like an easy thing. It's great. But, you know, as you and I decided on a name for Ascent 101,
what,
do you remember how long it took
3 weeks?
I think it took us a month.
A month, back and forth, you know.
And not only is it, you know, coming up with the name, but then you have to go research it and see, okay, is it available with the state I'm doing business in as a registered name? Is it available as a website? You know, all these different things.
Mm-hmm. You might have a cool name, and you go to register, and we'll talk about registering with the state in a minute. You go to register with the state, and it's like, oh, that name's been used.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You can't use that name anymore in that state. So you're like, wow, dang it. Right. Somebody else had that cool name.
Or if you do it in reverse order and you go register it with the state and then you go find out that there's not a domain available, or, you know, then you're like, oh, now I gotta think of something else, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really important to kind of think through that. So
yeah, so it's an important step. And so from that step, as simple as it may sound, it can take a little bit. But we jump into this idea of choosing the right legal entity. And this is huge. I don't know how many times I've had people come in, I've met with, started my business, I'm an LLC. Why? Well, because that's what my friend told me to do. Do you even know what an LLC does? Why it's so important? What is an LLC? I don't know. That's just what my friend told me to do. Okay. And so there's other entities out there, and an LLC may be right, may be wrong for your particular situation, but you need to understand the legal aspects of the business entity structure you decide to go with, as well as the tax implications. Huge.
Right. And we don't claim to be the experts on that, right? But we definitely share some great information with a legal partner. And so sometimes it's a matter of making sure that you're partnering with the right people to get the right information to figure out what's best for you.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. In our course, in the Business Startup Blueprint, and again, we encourage everybody to go check that out, is we have an attorney come on, because I'm not an attorney, you're not an attorney. I don't ever take legal advice from somebody with an accounting background like myself. It's horrible. But he comes on and shares and walks through the different legal entities and the legal requirements and what it means, and from a liability standpoint and all that stuff. And so that's so valuable. You need to know that as part of your how. And so again, fundamental step in this journey of how do I start my business? So from there, you've done the planning, you've got your name, you've figured out your legal entity. Danielle, what's the next one? What do we do next?
So yeah, after you figure out what legal entity structure you're going to choose, you're going to take that information and then you're going to go register with your state or states, depending on if you're working in more than one state.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know that information before you can actually register your business with the state that you're going to do business in.
Yeah, because there's certain requirements when registering. They want to know certain information based upon the entity that you've set up. And so you can't just go jump out and register with the state and everything's good. You kind of need to have the entity in place, need to have it legally formed. And one thing I think we should mention here is if you're going into business with a partner, you need to get an attorney involved and draft appropriate legal documents for the legal structure you decide, whatever that might be. Because again, that's just a fun, I've seen so many things get messed up when that's not done right. And so, yeah, once that's done, you register with the state because that's your next step.
Yep. So, yeah, now that you've got, you're registered with your state, you can officially do business in the states that you're going to do business in. The next step.
Registering for an EIN, and everybody's wants to know what that is. I just know it as an EIN. Danielle, do you happen to know what that stands for?
Yeah, so actually, it's actually an FEIN.
Oh,
really technical.
Oh, yes, that's true. FEIN.
A lot of us just shorten it to EIN. That's really a Federal Employer's Identification Number.
So. Yeah, and that's important because that's how you are identified with the federal government for tax filing purposes, other purposes. A lot of forms and other things you will fill out throughout your business career, they'll ask for that.
Mm-hmm.
FEIN. We just call it EIN.
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's the next step. You gotta be registered with the state because they'll ask you that when you go to set up and get that EIN.
Yep, they will. And so if you want to think about it, I share this in other places, but really your EIN is your business's social security number.
It's a good way to put it. It's a good way to put it. So yeah, very valuable. And so now that you have that, next step.
So, and like Darren said, these are in order on purpose, right? Because our next step is setting up a business bank account. And when you go to set up your business bank account, they are going to
guess what number they want.
Guess what number they want. They want your EIN number. And they want proof that you've registered with the state.
Yeah.
So you have to have both of those
state
documents.
Certificate. Yep.
Yep. To go in and actually create a bank account, a business bank account.
Yeah.
So, yes, there's a method to our madness.
There is a method. And that may seem simple talking about this business bank account. But the other thing about the how of a business bank account is how to use it properly.
That's the key part of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is there's some definite reasons why you have a separate account for your business as compared to your personal. There's some legal ramifications, there's other ramifications, and we talk about those in our course, but just you need to know that is an important step of why. And I think people go, oh, I got a business bank account. They don't understand how or why, not how, but why they did it.
Right, or even how to use it, like you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, how to use it.
I mean, I don't know about you, Darren, but how many clients do we see that just really commingle their money and it's just a mess in the end? Come, like, when you have to go do their taxes, you're like, what is all of this? So it's really understanding not only, you know, the practical aspects of splitting the money and separating the money, but like you said, the legal aspects and all the other
financial reporting aspects. If
yes.
you want to know, if you're using, you want to understand how your business is doing, if you're hired somebody or whether that's an employee or a professional to help you put together your financial information so you can understand it and learn about your business, how successful it's being. If you've got a bunch of personal stuff mixed in there, oh, it makes it so challenging. So you want to clean. You want to clean. And
yeah,
so important. Now, this leads to the next step. Once we've got the bank account going, I mean, you're along the path here. You're moving along. And this next step kind of ties back to the business plan.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say, Darren.
And it's a some people think it's a swear word, and I'm going to use it anyways. It's budgeting, getting a budget. So hopefully this step you've already done, you know, maybe at a high level during your business plan. Now it's taking that and breaking that down into a more detailed budget of how the year is going to look, how you plan on moving forward. And my thing is, and we recommend is, you do at least a 1 year and even a 3 year budget as best as you can. And I know people are like, well, that's a lot of guesswork. Well, true. But hopefully you did your research up front when you did your business plan. This budget will help you understand how long is it going to take? How much effort do I need to put in before my revenues start exceeding my expenses? Because a lot of people think I'm going to go out and make a lot of money right away. And I heard somebody say at a conference that I was at, they said that it's generally anywhere from 12 to 18 months before a business will turn a profit. That's not always the case, but it's a good thing to think about. You're not going to be making all this money right up front. Expenses come first. And a budget will show you and help you see that and plan for that and be
right.
prepared for it.
Yeah, and that's just like just prepared, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think what is the famous saying, fail to plan, plan to fail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So budgeting, let's get past this swear word and move on to something a little more, maybe, well, it's not even, people are going to say, well, it's as bad as budgeting, but.
That's what I was going to say.
Selecting the right financial reporting program. There's bunches of them out there. QuickBooks, Xero,
Wave,
Zoho. There's tons of them out there. Some people say Excel. It's a fine. Okay. Why is selecting the right financial program so important, Daniel? What is the key here for why we put this in here and why we talk about it as a how?
Well, I think it goes back to, Darren, kind of what you said before. You know, you've got to understand in your business how you're performing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you have to have a good system in place. Okay, if you're going to use Excel, make sure you have good models in place that you really understand how to use it and they actually use it. But just having a clean way of tracking how your business is doing is going to make all the difference in how you scale your business.
Yeah. You know, and one of the areas that I help customers or clients in a lot is taking their financial information and using it to be more successful. And the only way that you can do that is if you have good financial information to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't have the financial information reported in a clean way, in a good way, in a systematic way,
yeah. that's consistent.
That's consistent, then you're not going to be able to use that information to leverage and grow your business.
Yeah. Yeah. And make solid business decisions.
Decisions, exactly. Yes, you're right. Yep. So a key one there, and very important step. And so now that we've got these steps out of the way, the next one is in hiring employees or not hiring employees and dealing with contractors.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's going to be an individual, you know, decision and based somewhat on your business plan when you started creating that. So yeah, do you want to take on the expenses and the liability of bringing employees on? Or do you want to maybe cut down your costs and be able to utilize outside professionals as contractors in order to do the work that you neither want to do or have the time to do or should do? Because I'm going to throw that in there because, you know, as business owners, especially as you're starting out, you're kind of wearing all the hats and you're doing everything. And at some point you start to juggle everything and realize that you can't do everything. And just choosing who those professionals are that you work with, whether it's an employee or a contractor, makes all the difference when you're trying to scale.
It does. Well, and the thing too with this is how to hire them. What do you need to do to make sure you can hire an employee? And then how to involve a subcontractor. But also, I think in the how is knowing the difference between the two. I've seen so many people say, well, I don't want to deal with employees. I'm going to just get a bunch of contractors. And they treat them just like employees. And you are setting yourself up for significant problems in the event of an audit from the IRS. And people say, oh, those never happen. Well, they never happen until they do.
Right.
And you're in a whole lot of trouble. And I've seen it. I have seen it.
And it's an expensive trouble.
Oh, it's a very expensive trouble, as well as the how of how to pay them, how to remit the taxes on the federal withholding, the payroll taxes, all those things. Because I've seen, again, experience has showed me, I've had clients come in and say, I've got this big tax bill. How do I get rid of it? And I look at it, and it's payroll taxes.
Yeah.
And there is very little to no forgiveness when it comes to trying to get penalties and interest waived on that. The IRS does not.
And there is no payment plan.
No.
So, yeah, I mean, that's one area where I think where the biggest potholes are if you don't have it set up right
in
the beginning.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to maintain it going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, really important to understand kind of the hows within employees versus contractors.
Yeah,
for sure.
The last thing as we get into this is things to remember while you're operating. I mean, you get going, we've gotten through all these steps. There's just some things to remember about how you operate. And we've kind of touched on some, but you know, a few would be, you know, how did your data and record retention, what is that? How long are you supposed to keep your stuff for? How do you organize it? How do you keep it to where you can find it easily? You know, some of the other ones, federal and state filing requirements is an important one. And so those are some key things that you need to remember. What's a couple others that you can think of, Danielle?
Just like I mentioned earlier, choosing and using professionals in your business and knowing when to do that. Oh, your favorite, Darren, taxes.
Need to know the hows. I get so many interesting questions on taxes and saying, well, can I do this now that I've got a business? I hear that I can write off my whole house because I have a business. No, that's not true. And so, yeah, taxes. And the last one, good habits and routines. And so those, I mean, it seems so fundamental, but that's what we have experienced. People overlook this.
Well, I mean, I think you forget about it as you're building a business and you're wearing all these hats and you're going here and there and doing all this other thing. You know, things run smoother when you have like daily, weekly habits that you're not missing things along the way.
Yeah. So that's the how, Danielle. We've talked about the how of starting a business, creating a business plan, choosing a name and domain, choosing the right legal entity, registering with the state, registering for that FEIN or EIN, setting up a business bank account, budgeting, selecting the right financial reporting program, and the hows of employees or contractors, and then things to remember while operating. And as we've talked about, this is everything that we cover, because we didn't get into all the details. We'd be here for hours talking right. about each of these, and we'd love to talk about it, but we've created that course, the Business Startup Blueprint, to go through in depth on all of these different steps. You know, Danielle, as we think about this Business Startup Blueprint, this course, why is it so valuable for people? What is the value of this course as compared to maybe other things they can find elsewhere?
Yes, you know, if I think about it, Darren, you know, the first thing I think about is, you know, you and I have kind of seen, you know, what people struggle with. We've seen the right way to do it. We've seen a lot of the wrong ways to do it. And we've been able to help people through that process. And so just, you know, kind of taking those experiences and being able to help people avoid those potholes in the beginning, I think, you know, adds a lot of value to that. But not only that, you know, you talked about this course, we do dive into some deep detail in each one of these courses. And, you know, probably, maybe about like 10 hours worth of information kind of poured into this, and really hope that it's, you know, great information that anybody that's starting out and has no idea where to start can really take this and, you know, walk through it step by step with us, and in the end have a business that yeah. they're ready to launch and open their doors to. So that in and of itself is, you know, super exciting for anybody that wants to, you know, go down that journey, right?
Yeah, and the other thing too is with this course, what's so nice about it is it's online. So the convenience, you can watch this anywhere. You can be at home, you can be, you know, anywhere. You can watch it on your phone, on your computer, anywhere. So the convenience, you don't have to go to, say, a class that they're offering at the local business development place or whatever. If you can't fit that into your schedule, this you can fit into your schedule, because you can take your schedule and say, I'm going to put this here, instead of saying, I can't do that because I can't fit it in.
Right.
So it's very convenient, this course.
So that's what I think about, Darren. You know, most people that want to start a business, they have a full-time job most of the time, right? So they're mm-hmm. trying to figure out, how do I transition this? How do I even, you know, start this? And they're already working full-time. Maybe they have a family at home or a girlfriend or whatever it is, or they have, you know, passion hobbies that they want to, you know, mm-hmm. pursue in the evenings or whenever they're off. Going spending, you know, 2 hours a week somewhere in a classroom isn't always that convenient, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we think about this fast-paced life that we live these days, you know, being able to just drive in your car on your way to work and be able to listen to a module and be able to just make notes on what you need to go back and really dive into and execute on makes a big difference in just kind of fitting it in the little nicks and crannies of your day.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, you're so right. The other thing with this is when you go and check it out, you will be part of our Ascent 101 Facebook group. And so you'll be able to share the journey with others as they go through this course together. And so you'll be able to share the journey and ask questions and be a part of a group that is helping each other become successful. And that's what's awesome.
Yeah. Just being able, share the journey, number one. Be able to have people that are on the same journey with you. Be able to use them as a sounding board to say, okay, what struggles are they having? Or where are you finding, you know, success in this? Or what tools have you found that are helpful? Just being able to, you know, really kind of share all of that with other people can really help the journey progress easier, faster, maybe less stressful. And so just being able to share that with all of our those that join us is actually fun for us.
Yeah,
you and I,
it really
be
is.
Able to see
it really
the successes.
Is.
But not only that, you know, inside the course and inside the Facebook group, we keep it pretty casual, and we want to make sure that, you know, our audience and those that join are feeling like they're part of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, we're in college and you're listening to a professor. We really want to make it, you know, a two-way conversation. And more of a comfortable style, so that they're not feeling like anybody that joins in the group or in the course is feeling like they're listening to, you know, the teacher on Charlie Brown.
Right. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully not. I mean, you know, and we talked about trying to keep this short and these courses short and simple. And the thing that, you know, as we got into it, we just had so many things and so much stories and experiences and things we wanted to make sure we covered, but we tried to do it in a way that it was just it was a conversation rather than a big, you know, like a teacher going through all this stuff and you're just like, I have no idea what they're talking about. And so, yeah, it's prevented very much in a conversational way.
So, Darren, I think we were kind of over on this podcast a little bit longer, but I know we're really excited about getting this information out. But I want to kind of end on this note. You know, Richard Branson once said, a big business starts small. So it's kind of like that, you know, one bite at a time. Remember, you start small, but someday you'll become big, but you have to start somewhere.
Danielle, I love that quote because that is so true, so very true. And so without belaboring this anymore, we want to, again, if you haven't already done so, we want to direct you to our course, The Business Startup Blueprint. Go check it out. Go to startupempowered.com. And if you go there, you're going to be able to put in your information and sign up for a free training that we offer about business plans. And it's all free. That part of the training is free. So go there and sign up. And then if you go from our podcast here and go to that business or that startupempowered.com, you can sign up for the course for a limited time for only $249. Regularly, we charge $1,500 for this course. But if you act now, $249.
So what a great value. I mean, I'm thinking the money that I spent to start this learning process when I wanted to kind of break out and go on my own, I spent thousands of dollars. And so the value that we're adding here for $250, I think is far beyond what anybody's paying for it.
Yeah, I agree. So again, startupempowered.com. Thanks for joining us for this episode of our podcast. You can find out more about us at our website, ascent101.com, and by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, which we always have linked in our bio. As always, feel free to reach out to us with any questions. We always want to hear your questions, and we will strive to answer any of those questions on our future podcast episodes. Until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.